Welcome to the Wasatch Hills Church Podcast, a ministry of the Wasatch Hills Seventh-day Adventist Church with Pastor Bernie Anderson. Our prayer is that what you hear will inspire, equip, and perhaps introduce you to a new walk with Jesus Christ.
Graduated from Oakwood College. He was born in the Bahamas and moved to Utah when he was 6 years old. His favorite food is whatever his mother cooks. Favorite color is clear. And favorite Bible character is Elijah. So here he is.
Fabulous. Good morning and happy Sabbath. Oh, man, I can't believe I'm up here right now, honestly. Well, praise God. I pray that he gets all the glory out of this. When I was approached about doing a message for the young people this morning, I thought about what would excite them. What would excite them? And when I thought that, these few words kept coming to my mind, and it was that God is awesome. I just kept saying that. God is awesome. How can I convey to these kids, or these children, or young people, I'm sorry, you guys aren't kids, these young people, that God is awesome? So I was thinking about things that they may think are awesome, and the first thing that came to mind were superheroes. Superheroes. You guys are probably very familiar with superheroes. They've been in the spotlight within the last few years, such as Spider-Man. His story, Peter Parker, he was bitten by a radioactive spider, and this somehow gave him powers, special powers. You know, he can climb walls. He has superhuman strength. He has something called a sixth sense. Or take Superman, for instance. He's an alien. He came to this planet, and our sun gives him these powers. He has superhuman strength. He can defy gravity and heat vision and cool breath, I believe. Batman. You know, people argue whether or not Batman is really a superhero because he doesn't really have superpowers. But he knows karate. And also, he's insane enough to go out every night and fight criminals. The thing that all these superheroes have in common is that they're all fictional. I'm not here to blast superheroes this morning. That's not what I came to do. But rather, what I want to present to you this morning is that I know an actual superhero. An actual superhero. Well, you guys, as probably know, big surprise, God is the superhero I'm talking about. And he is awesome. My hope this morning is to, in this sermonette, is just to share with you how awesome God really is. Is that okay? Okay, it'll only be a few minutes, I promise. Okay, let's pray before we do that, though. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are indeed so awesome. You've done so much for us, Lord, and we can't have enough thanks in our hearts to thank you, Lord. We love you, and we just pray that your presence will be here this morning as we talk about you. We pray that we can worship you in spirit and truth. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, my personal testimony probably isn't too different from you guys. I was born in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, grew up in this church, and I heard a lot of things from my mother and my elders that you guys probably hear all the time. Certain things like, DaVici, you can't watch TV on the Sabbath. DaVici, you can't eat that. DaVici, you can't, just a whole lot of regulations. That's how I felt about church when I was growing up. I always felt like there was always these laws and regulations that I had to live up to when I was younger. And it wasn't until a few years ago, really, that I completely came to an understanding of what all of this was really about, what church was really about, what God was really about. And when I came to that realization, it blew my mind, because God really is awesome. Do you realize that when we come here on Sabbath morning and sing these songs, the beautiful songs you guys just sang, by the way, thank you very much. When we sing those songs, we are worshiping the God of the universe. Does that ever, like, do you ever think about that? How amazing that really is? The God of the entire universe. This is who we're coming to worship. God is indeed a superhero. He doesn't have superpowers, but rather he has attributes. That is to say, His abilities weren't caused by some side effect or some happenstance. He wasn't bitten by a smaller radioactive god that gave him, you know, special godlike powers. That's not what happened. But rather, God's attributes, he possesses these attributes that are part of his character. They are who he is. So let's talk about a few of his attributes to show you how super and awesome God is. One of the first things I want to talk about is the fact that God is omniscient. And what that means is that he is all-knowing. God knows everything about everything about everything about everything. Whatever it is that we could possibly think of, God already thought it first. Amen? There is nothing that we can teach God. God can never learn because he already knows. If that's not a superpower, then I don't know what is. That's amazing to me. Another attribute that we can talk about in talking about how awesome God is his omnipresence. Now, try to think about this and really wrap your mind around this. God is everywhere at once. He's everywhere in every single place at the same time. Does that make any sense? God is here right now in this church at Wasatch Hills, but at the same time, he's in Haiti at the same time. Isn't that amazing? God is, so I can go to the top of Mount Everest, and God is there. I can go to the deepest point in the ocean if I had equipment to do that. I wouldn't want to. But if I could do that, God would be there with me as well. There's no way I can escape from his presence. So God is omnipresent. Another one is that he's omnipotent. That means that God has all power. All power. He's completely sovereign. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28, verses 17 and 18. Matthew chapter 28, verses 17 and 18. This was right after Christ laid his life down, after he rose up and made appearances to certain people. And this was right before he ascended back into heaven to plead his blood before the Father for our sins. Verse 17, it says this. When they saw him, the disciples, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then verse 18 says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Now, another word for authority is power. Now, wrap your mind around that. God has all power in heaven and in earth. That means that Jesus Christ can do whatever he wants. Okay, that no one shouted amen or anything on that. I'm just saying, I think personally that's amazing. He can literally, he's God, and he can literally do whatever he wants. This is the God that we serve, that we come and we sing songs to. He has all power in heaven and in earth. Oh man, God is awesome. How awesome is our God? Cool things that God can do. I'm just trying to show you how awesome God is. That's the only thing I'm trying to do this morning. In Genesis 1, we see that God can speak things into existence. That's just fresh to me. That's amazing. Now, if you think about that, God, his words literally follow his orders. So you see that a completely brand new concept that never existed before, God can think it, say it, and then it comes to be. So what I like to do, I imagine that in Genesis, when God was creating the world, that you know, he was hovering over the waters with his spirit. You know, there was all this darkness, and he said, I want to make something called light that's going to illuminate everything. So he thought that, and then he said, let there be. And then when he said the word light, I imagine light shooting out of his mouth at the speed of light at 186,000 miles per second. That's amazing, isn't it? God can do anything he wants. He creates through speaking. If that doesn't blow your mind, turn with me to Psalms 33 and verse 6. Psalms 33 and verse 6. Psalms 33 and verse 6. I'll give you a little bit to get there. Psalms 33 and verse 6. It begins by reiterating what I just said. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Then it goes on to say this. Their starry host by the breath of his mouth. Their starry host by the breath of his mouth. God breathes stars. Does that make any sense to anybody? The God that we serve this morning, this Sabbath day, literally breathes stars. Okay, maybe that didn't hit home, but let me explain something to you about some stars. I googled stars, and this is what I found. A star is a massive luminous ball of gas or plasma that is held together by gravity and has the potential to burn for millions of years. Stars are powered by nuclear fusion, and this is something that came out of God's throat. Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. He is amazing. The God that we serve is bigger, better, and greater than any superhero than we can ever fathom. Moreover, to put that even into a different perspective, our Earth that we live on, this planet that we call Earth, can fit inside of our local star, the Sun, 960,000 times. And this thing came out of God's mouth. God is amazing, guys. And to put that into a different perspective again, that same breath that he breathed stars with is the same breath that after he formed Adam and Eve, he breathed into their nostrils. The breath of life. God is amazing. If that doesn't get you excited to be a Christian, then I don't know what will. We serve an amazing God who can do anything he wants to do at any time he wants to do it. And he's on our side. Someone should scream hallelujah or something, because thank you, praise God, the youth, and a child will lead them. Lastly, something that all superheroes have in common is that they save lives, right? All superheroes save lives. The same God whose attributes are, you know, all the omnis, omnipresent, omniscient, and what was the last one? Omnipotent, thank you very much. The same God who speaks things into existence, the same God who breathes stars, is the same God who chose to give up that majesty for just a short period in time to become like us, Jesus Christ. He became just like we are and lived a perfect life, only to die that we may have forgiveness for our sins. Amen. Jesus Christ is the ultimate superhero because he saved the entire world. Amen? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever may believeth in him should have everlasting life." Jesus died for you and he loves you. So again, I ask you, how awesome is God? Awesome, right? Awesome. And that's it. I pray that you guys were blessed this morning.
Amen. All right. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we could gather and just worship you this morning. Thank you, God, for your spoken word this morning through your servant. And God, I just pray that as a church body, we would grow, and we would grow in such a way that our hearts are bonded together in love. In particular, God, may we grow in such a bondedness with our young people, and may they see love expressed in each and every adult as well. But Father, we thank you for this Sabbath. We thank you that that your spirit was here in a very powerful and profound way this morning. Bless us, God, as we go out and do your work in the world. Bless us, Father, as we share you with a world that desperately needs to hear of your love. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Wasatch Hills Church Podcast. For information about the Wasatch Hills Church, please visit us on the internet at www.wasatchhills.org, or you may email Pastor Bernie Anderson at pastor@wasatchhills.org.